With me is Dr. Craig Brannon from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. We want to talk about anger today. So many Christians, we can all struggle with this at times. What would be your tip in diagnosing when we really need to get a hold of the anger that is preventing us from moving forward in our faith and life?
Very good. Now, anger and the theme of anger is actually addressed in multiple ways in the Bible. And so what I often say is, first of all, because they say, well, I'm trying to simmer down my anger, what does it look like? And I say, well, simmering down, first of all, requires that we understand that anger in and of itself is not wrong.
Hmm.
In fact, in Ephesians 4:26, it actually says, be angry, and it's actually a command.
Wow.
But right next to it has the compound and, do not sin, which is also a command. So the problem is in anger. It says, Timothy Keller said in his wonderful sermon on anger, it's not no anger, it's not blow-up anger, it should be slow to anger.
Hmm.
So it's the idea of understanding that our anger in itself is not wrong, it's how we deal with it. So, for instance, sometimes somebody could be angry because there's injustice.
Right.
There's been abuse, there's been hurt, somebody's wounded them, so there's an injustice. And so I've got to make sure that my anger is not based on revenge, but a sense of the injustice of what they have done. And the Bible's clear on that, Matthew 18:15. A lot of time there is anger in somebody because they haven't literally fulfilled Matthew 18:15, which says, go to your brother in private or your sister in private, expose what they've done, and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's that anger because people bottle it up. Secondly, though, which I find interesting, Cain was angry for all the wrong reasons. So sometimes people are angry, but they're angry because they don't like the fact that they're exposed. God said to Cain in Genesis 4, if you do what is right, won't you be accepted? So why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? And Jonah, he got all ticked off when God saved Nineveh.
Yeah.
Because in his mind, they should have paid the price. So God says, is it right for you to be angry? In Jonah 4:4, and he said, well, I knew you were a God of justice, and that's why I didn't like it. I knew you were going to save them. So sometimes we can get angry, and people are angry because they actually wanted revenge, or they wanted their own selfish demands met.
Hmm. Well, that's very, very clear. You've got this stuff really well articulated. Just one follow-up question, and that is, you mentioned how sometimes a lot of the anger that we have inside of us is just because there's injustice in the world, or we've been dealt with wrongly. How do you sort of help people deal with maybe some anger that they're holding back because they're trying to extend grace as a Christian?
Mm, that's a great question. Interesting. Ecclesiastes 10:4 says, for calmness lays great offenses to rest. There's something about calmness. And it's interesting, in that same passage, it says, if the axe is dull, more strength is needed. No, wisdom and skill will bring success. We often hack our way through things we can't change, whereas opposed to chokmah or wisdom is having the skill or to be sharp enough to be able to know when not to say something, to say, Lord, let me start with the end in mind. It is appointed for me to, I was born. It was appointed for me to be born, and there's also a time when I'm going to die, Hebrews 9:27. So the bigger picture here is that you're sovereign and in control. I am literally a blimp, an important blimp in eternity. However, I've got to realize that I'm one agent. I am not the agent, and so I need to humble myself and be teachable, Lord, to what you're doing in the world.
Hmm.
So how am I praying for my enemy? It's interesting how in Luke 6:32 onwards, that was Jesus' solution. How to pray for the person that wounds you. Jesus himself, when they hurled their insults at him in 1 Peter 2, did not retaliate. What did he do? He entrusted himself to God, who judges justly. Then he got on with what God called him to do. And also we're told in Luke 12:12, whenever we are brought before people who are offensive and hurtful, etc., do not worry what you'll say at that time, for the Holy Spirit will give you the words at that time. So it's knowing how to pray. It's knowing how to hold your tongue. It's knowing how to hand over to the throne of grace, and it's also knowing what not to say, not simply what to say. But if I have to confront somebody, it's doing so with the idea of saying, let me understand their perspectives.
Hmm.
Let me understand why it is they did what they did. Let me listen intently. Let me look at multiple angles, as opposed to just trying to unpack my hurt feeling. There's in neuroscience, interesting, they talk about it being an emotional hijack. Cortisol floods the stress hormone, floods the emotional part of the brain, and it literally stops us thinking. And so we have to make sure we have a renewed mind in the Lord, a mind that is, we have prayerfully worked through something before we launch into dealing with any type of injustice or anger towards somebody.